Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian and Mayor Drew Hastings. Plus, Donnie Baker calls in. It's all right after this.
Hi, I am Ed Pinkley, owner of Pinkley Motors. Home of the Pinkley Jeep, the Pinkley Volvo, and our most popular model, the Pinkley Taurus. Let's hear what some of our satisfied women customers have to say about their Pinkley Tauruses.
I just love my shiny Pinkley Taurus.
Hey, who wouldn't?
I need to get away from it all. I lean back and get lost in my Pinkley Taurus.
Many women say that to tell you about the easy maintenance of a Pinkley Taurus. Here's crack mechanic Michael Hunt.
Because your Pinkley Taurus is so sensitive, we recommend you have it looked at and serviced at least once every 3 months. If not lubed up regularly, your parts are going to get gummed up, they won't work, and hey, that stinks.
Thank you, Mike.
The guys at Pinkley Ford are always eager to not only service my Pinkley Taurus, but it's the fact that they take the time to buff it and polish it to a spit shine that keeps me coming back. Thanks, Ed.
That's what I am here for.
It was our anniversary, and my husband wanted to give me an unforgettable surprise.
I searched and searched, and admittedly, I had a little trouble finding it.
Imagine my excitement when he finally came across my Pinkley Taurus. Thanks, Ed.
Don't thank me. Thank my staff. For looks and feel, you can't lick a Pinkley Taurus.
I don't drive my Pinkley Taurus. It drives me wild.
A Pinkley Taurus is hard to find, but it is worth the effort. Let me, Ed Pinkley, help you find your Pinkley Taurus today at Pinkley Motors off of Route 69.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's a patch of blue in here. Oh, it's not just any blue. It's the...
Yeah, it is.
It's the...
pretty pedestrian.
No, it's the deep blue of Drew Hastings. Drew Blue.
Good morning.
Drew, that's a nice shirt you've got there.
Well, thank you. I like it. It makes my eyes pop. At least that's what my hairdresser said.
I thought your eyes were popping from all the booze.
No.
Drew just told me that he does not like to get his hair wet. Ever. And it's raining. Check local listings here. And he has quite the umbrella.
Yes. Huge umbrella out there.
I can remember one time you were having a problem finding what you were termed a hair bag.
Yes. Well, yes. And you've all probably done this where you go into a store and for some reason you can't think of the name of a stupid, simple item, Josh, right. You want to buy and you're just standing there.
Sure.
I said to the young man in the aisle there at the Kroger, and Kroger's where I go, frankly, because the savings never stop.
Right. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I'm in there and I said, son, I need a... a hair bag? Where do I get a hair bag? And he's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I hair bag, you know, so I can take a shower. I don't want to get my hair wet. And he says, you mean a shower cap? Yes, shower cap. Thank you, young man. I tipped him and I won him my way. So I get down. Well, I go to get the shower caps. As Tom will tell you, they don't make shower caps for men, really. There's a company. Their name is Goody.
Yeah.
And Goody, am I right?
Yeah, they do all kinds.
They make
all of
the shower stuff, but you can't get a shower cap for a man. Uh-uh. For women, you can get the strawberry shortcake, the Lady Gaga pattern, whatever. For men, nothing. You're better off with a hefty bag with a drawstring around it to put on your head.
I didn't know you didn't like getting your hair wet. That's interesting.
I can't stand. In fact,
because you have quite the coif. You look kind of like Rod Stewart.
Well, I'm just glad I've got a good look. Head of hair.
You know, do a great head. Yeah,
you have a great head of hair.
And I try to, but it frankly, it interferes a great deal with farm duties because if the weather is, you know, incontinent, as I call it. And,
that's close.
And I'm out. The cattle suffer because I'm not about to get my hair wet for any livestock. I don't care how much their value is.
What about a nice trucker cap? Nice.
I don't wear a baseball cap well. I look like somebody who's getting ready to assassinate a president. I don't stand in a crowd well. Me in a baseball cap, I just look like.
I get it.
He's up to something.
We received gifts the other day, and I got a trucker cap from one of our one of our guests, and I wore it into a big box store yesterday where they sell a lot of hardware and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had more guys come up to me and say, "Can we help you with anything?"
Nice.
Than I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you have a shirt on?
Of course, I had a shirt on.
That might have.
But are guys attracted to women in trucker caps?
Did you have the hat on your head or over your face?
Oh my God!
I bet you looked adorable on that hat. They wanted to talk to you.
Did you have the ponytail out the open in the back of the hat?
I did not.
Why don't we try an experiment? Let's try the same thing because you got to have a control. Well, you'll go in your normal outfit,
right?
Then you go in with the cap on,
right?
Then you go in with the cap on and no shirt.
So, all right.
And then we'll see which one gets the most attention.
That's Christy just showed me a picture of her in the hat. Of course, guys, we're talking to you.
But
you look great.
If I didn't wear the hat, I would look the same. No one ever, I never got attention like that before. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also
what is the what is
it helps that the hat says
Goody.
What does the hat say? I was just going to I was going to throw a joke up. You go first.
Goo goo cluster, right?
Right. Yeah. It says goo goo cluster on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it says.
What did you think it said?
Well,
easy. What? Because I am the easy girl. Of course,
ask me about my panties.
Right. Right.
Do we have any news at the news desk? By the way, I want to point out our guest is the mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio, Drew Hastings.
That was the quickest dismissal I've ever heard
no,
you
see,
do.
No, see, here's what I'm doing.
Congratulations.
As a professional broadcaster in the Napa Auto Parts Studios,
God.
What I am trying to do, Chick McGee at the John Deere Sports Desk, what I am trying to do is give Christy an opportunity to grab her news. See, I said, do you have anything to do in the news? And because she wasn't necessarily ready. So.
I'm ready.
And she would have filled the air with some words, I'm sure,
instead of you jumping
in with both feet in those size 18 shoes you
Our guest, the Honorable Mayor Hastings, handed me a business card.
Oh. Economic development.
And it's very nice. It's got a raised border. What color is this, cod or bone?
We
or?
Call that linen.
Linen. Okay, it's very nice.
Yeah,
we call that linen, and we try to. We just had a economic development venture the other day. We, of course, we're poor. We're in rural Appalachia, so funds are limited. But what we did was I had Chad, who has the tattoo parlor across the street from the mayor's office, change the name on his router to Hillsborough Municipal Wi-Fi, put it in the window, and now people who drive through town think that we have Wi-Fi uptown free.
Very nice.
Yes.
People drive through town?
Are you kidding?
We
have, yes. Oh. No, we're the county seat, and there are 5 state routes that run right through our town. We have a ton of traffic.
Oh.
Huge amount.
23 go through there?
No, 23 is a little further east.
Okay. 35?
35, just a little bit north.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with 138?
I like 138.
You like 68? That's the old Zane Trace.
42? You like 42?
I like 42. On certain days, I like 42.
Next.
Look at his face. Tom is at it.
If you missed it yesterday, there's a company in Arkansas that makes caskets that look like small fishing boats. This was inspired by...
This is Christy and I were talking off the air. This story is huge. And they're a bargain.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, $2,800. And the boat-shaped caskets...
Let me find it for Drew.
Custom-made. They come in 3 different colors. Woodland camo, marsh grass, and pink camo. It was inspired by his father's love of fishing. Joel Schmidt stated, "Glory boats."
No Schmidt.
The slogan is celebrating the lives of outdoorsmen. Has really taken off. And
come here, Drew.
I put this up on Twitter yesterday, and I had so many comments. People are very into
it. It looks like a small dinghy. I guess by definition, a dinghy is small, and it's got handles on. It looks just like a bass boat.
Sure does.
Without the seat, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You lie down in there, and I guess the good news is if the cemetery floods, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah, it'll float right away.
You're, at least you got a nice prow there in the
front. It's a look for a certain... it's a look for a certain type of person.
An outdoorsman or woman. Yes.
Yes. That would look the same on me as a baseball cap. I would look like I was dead and up to something.
What's your thing? Would you want to be buried?
Have you ever seen an Egyptian sarcophagus?
The one that's shaped like the body.
Multicolored, the hands like this, and a little bent scepter. Holding in my hand, yes.
Very nice.
Very ornate.
So very ornate.
You want to be mummified?
If that will keep my looks and hair intact, yes.
It's only if they can do it at Nordstrom Rack.
At Nordstrom Rack. I'm big on savings.
Love the Rack.
We have,
yes, I'll get that. Hello,
call.
Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
Hey, Christy, I'll solve the puzzle. You know why you got all that attention wearing that trucker hat?
Why?
Because that's the same look that Brittany had when she was strung out eating carbs and doing blowzine after she broke up with K-Fed. Every man's fantasy.
He's not wrong.
I had no idea.
Uncaged heat. But these bass boat caskets sound pretty badass. How much are they again?
$2,800.
Damn, I can never afford that. I'll just have to go with the scratch and dent with the boat hitch on it. Pretty God. But I don't understand why people care what they're buried in anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
You're dead. Think about it. People sleep on a couch, a prison cot, or stained mattress their entire lives, but then demand to be buried in some six-figure box.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the wake anyways. That's what people are going to remember. Did you see that guy last week? He made it on CNN. His family propped him up on a couch with his Xbox controller in his hand.
Yeah, that's really sick.
That's how you do it, man. Check out with your pecs out. State law. I've already got my whole funeral planned out anyways.
Really?
First off, Tom, I want a 69-gun salute.
Sure.
Then I want open bar and no keg beer. I want to keep it classy, you know, Natty Light, cans only, Founders, no Zeman.
All right.
Sorry, Christy. I'm going to have him construct a stage with a stripper pole in a pervert row just for my pallbearers to party.
All right.
I'll be laid back with the back of my head laying on the stage and a permanent dollar bill glued to my face long ways. I swear to God.
Lovely.
Up DJ friend Ricky, he'll be playing customized Whitesnake medleys the whole day. And I've lined up four of the hottest dancers north of Mississippi for your entertainment, too, chick. And your first lap dance is free, compliments of Donnie Baker.
Oh.
But after that, all lap dances are 2-for-1. So even after the $20 cover, hell, you still come out ahead.
There's going to be a cover at your funeral.
If you ain't into strippers, we're also having a demolition derby in the funeral home parking lot.
Oh, very nice.
I swear to God. Going to have brisket and ribs out back on the hog smoker. By the way, hog smoker happened to be Patty Ferguson's nickname back when I was dating her. Look it up. Made the yearbook. Oh. I'm also going to have my casket airbrushed, too. I'm going to have an airbrush with that dude from Molly Hatchet's on that Flirting with Disaster album.
Oh, those
on
are the nice. Cover.
Right on the lid, them red hot rod flames I painted on the side, you know, custom. And I don't want no crying at my funeral, neither. If you see somebody start to puss out with tears, I want you to tell them to knock it off and then get them a cold natty. And for my grand finale, instead of burying me, I want you guys to wheel me out back by the pond. Like, you know, park it in the cattails to where it gets stuck. And place about 40 bricks of black cats and NABs inside my coffin. I swear to God. Then everybody starts counting down like 10, 9, 8, just like when a pregnant girl starts pushing. Next thing you know, man, bam! You people better bring your Visine and then some tarps, because it's going to feel like you're sitting front row watching Gallagher. Swear to God. I gotta
go. He's got it all planned out?
Yeah, he does.
Hunk of Donnie.
I would like to have you in charge of my funeral instead of my wife. Maybe you could see to her. I lie in state.
At the Hillsboro
Wherever's a centralized location where people will come, ask Chick how far he would drive. I would like to know. I would like to be somewhere That's accessible.
Now, you have a...
I like the rotunda at the corner.
I don't want my wife burying me. She's Catholic. Yes. You know, with them, they the statues, the everything, they're carrying the statue. Everything's going on with that. I can't.
Now,
I can't
you're
do that.
A very tall man, 6'6", so you'll need the extra long casket.
Or we fold you over.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, won't
no.
they break the knees and stuff? Yeah. And then kinda...
No! No,
yeah, just, snap
they,
the ankles.
They yeah,
cut,
they do.
They cut your.
They sort of Kathy Bates your legs.
No, it's oh here's no. here's Mr. Hastings.
No,
we're not going to make a special casket just for you.
Yeah, he'll fit in now.
If you really want to, you know, for the comedy, you just have them drill a couple holes at the end of the casket, and your legs stick out.
Oh,
sort of like the witch in Wizard of Oz, the house lands on her.
That was, to me, that terrified me as a kid.
What, the witch?
When her feet curled up?
When her feet curled up.
Yeah.
Really?
So you didn't want to take a bath the rest of your life?
This is often not mentioned. The special effects in The Wizard of Oz, for the most part, hold up.
Yeah, not, right. bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Flying
yeah.
monkeys.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, sure.
Now they can do anything. But
even the
trees
twister.
That threw apples? Come on.
Terrified me.
Terrifying.
Those trees were jerks.
They were.
Yeah.
yeah. Whoever says that. Trees are jerks. As a general rule, I mean, unless you're, yeah. you know, hit one with your car.
We need less trees. Yeah, you don't hear that.
No, you don't. It's not
at all. We need more trees, not fewer trees.
That's right.
In any event, if you want to see this, did we put this picture of this bass boat casket on the Bob and Tom?
Oh yeah, it was up. Yeah.
Apparently, it's a very big deal.
Very popular.
Could they make caskets shaped like celebrities?
Oh, so you get a, you'd be buried in a casket looks like George Clooney?
No, you'd be
no,
buried.
No, like
be
a buried, chocolate egg.
You'd be buried inside Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, my God.
Or Marilyn Monroe, the way normal people right. pronounce her name.
Marilyn Monroe.
Wasn't Monroe. President Kennedy buried in Marilyn Monroe?
For a while there.
I heard Marilyn Monroe gave President Kennedy.
Yes.
Such an excruciating case, sexually transmitted disease. It blew his head clean off.
Oh, right.
Really? That's where you're going?
That's
strike two.
Wow.
Kablooey.
I'm getting up. We have, Christy, can you rescue this show?
Can sex be just as empty and unfulfilling for men as it is for women? Researchers at the Queensland
Ideally.
University have conducted the first ever study on male post-coital dysphoria.
Post-coital?
Post-coital,
oh, post-coital.
Dysphoria.
Huh.
A condition that leads to the feelings of sadness, crying, or irritability following sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, crying, Josh, isn't that pretty much what you do before?
God, he's on a roll today,
with the,
isn't
with
he?
The begging?
Yeah, uh-huh. I have to beg and cry.
You know, there's an interesting dynamic here.
Yeah, what'd you figure out here?
Well, what I figured out, Josh, and this isn't by no means am I being, you know,
disrespectful.
Disrespectful, but... You see, this kind of behavior from Tom used to be directed towards Chick.
Yeah. Yes,
now,
yeah.
somehow I noticed with the advent of you, this has slowly shifted. Now, whether this is from some kind of financial under the
if
table
you,
payments to if, Tom by Chick.
If
to,
you queer this deal for me.
Okay. I don't know if Chick issued, cut a check under the table.
There might have been a meeting and agreement that I'd had it.
Okay. Yeah. That could be that. And now I notice that. Or it might be not at all coincidental. It could have, you could be anybody. It could just be that Tom's an a-hole. It could be that too. We
it could
do
be
not
that
know.
Simple. Yeah, right.
What's it
true.
Called again? Sexual dysphoria.
Postcoital dysphoria.
And women have previously been found to experience what they call PCD, but this is the first
so
evidence
they start sobbing
that men
after
suffer
sex?
From it.
And they're
you
they're
never
unfulfilled.
Had a woman cry after
happy.
Sex?
Oh, of course not. He's just such a complete and total lover that they fall at his feet and thank him for servicing them.
I thought the high-fiving
yes.
was a little over
oh,
the top.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That would be super awkward.
Lover.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yes.
So you
yes.
have cried after sex, Christy.
Out of joy, not out of sadness.
Are you being serious?
No, I've never cried after sex. After they've left, I've cried.
Wow.
Well, thanks. Do we have a way to seal the can of worms? Could we develop a can of worm sealer product? Hi. Are you sitting at
the hat? Maybe you should try to wear the hat.
Are you at
time.
Thanksgiving yeah, dinner and someone brings up that unfortunate you know who? Are you at Thanksgiving and they show pictures of your ex-girlfriend? You need the can of worms closer.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure there are people that suffer from this.
I don't doubt it. I'm just not familiar with it.
And well, of course not.
No. It would be, no, I, what, have you experienced this? You finish
usually endorphins
an intimate
kick in
moment
and you feel
and start sobbing?
Really good.
Are you kidding me? I've been divorced 3 times, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That wasn't, those interludes that would, it was no picnic, let me tell you.
I don't mean sobbing when you open up your bank statement. I mean.
Oh, boy.
Well.
You know?
No. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So true.
There's a feeling sometimes afterwards where you finish, you're laying there, and your thought is, that could have been anybody.
Jesus.
And it's a shame.
I mean, am I right?
All right.
I mean, a chick knows. Chick
no, but you've been in love many times.
Many times.
Many.
I'm a huge fan of love.
That's right. Yeah. He loves love.
And, yes. And
how
I,
long does your love
your
last?
Love
some,
last?
Until the front door, you know,
all the way down the
I mean,
the elevator.
Christy, have you ever had the kind of love that ends the moment they leave the room, going down the stairs, out the door, through the apartment complex, and their love, like Elvis, has left the building?
Maybe. Might have happened a time or two.
Time or two. But now my love is eternal.
Yes.
I'm crazy about my wife. I'm the luckiest SOB that ever walked the planet.
Yep.
You right got a on good my one. Arm.
That's wonderful.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm nice. Serious.
No, does she allow you to get her?
Sounds like a tomato.
You got a good one.
I got a good one.
You got a good
one. Squeeze it there. This is how good my wife is. She's up in South Dakota on the Indian reservations on a mission trip doing good up there.
Aww.
I'm like, well, yeah, while I'm picking my nose and trying to get to another level on a video game. So,
with some oiled up Native American.
Oh, my God, no.
Coming up,
two feathers.
I just want to help.
Who's two feathers?
Yeah. I just want to help the indigenous people.
Chief Thick Fingers.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.